Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
Ministries, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is our Sabbath day service. Praise God. And we want to thank y'all for tuning in on today. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to thank you for provision. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for being with us, for never leaving us, for never forsaking us. We want to thank you, Lord, for you just being God. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to bind, we want to rebuke, and we want to cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify your name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be lifted up on today. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want you to know we love you. We appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Without you, where would we be? Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true, that when two or three agree on a thing in the earth, that you're doing it up in heaven. And, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. If you're just tuning in, amen, you're just choosing us right now, praise God. This is Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Amen. It is truly a blessing, hallelujah, to be on the line on today. Hallelujah. You know, the First Lady ain't far. Amen. Praise God. And blessed. Amen. You know, it's the Sabbath day. And on the Sabbath day, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Oh, amen. The Holy Apostle, Elder Nate Curry,
yes,
who is coming along a little bit later and bringing forth a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Amen. You know, we like to always open up with a scripture, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And, of course, we're going back to Psalms 100 again, hallelujah. Reading out of the King James Version, it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to look at verse 1 real quick as y'all are scrolling along. Amen. Praise God. We're coming along the timeline as you're going through the blog talk. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. Now, this is David. Praise God. Hallelujah. David is described by God as a man after his own heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, he fell short. Hallelujah. Amen. But repenting was his thing. Hallelujah. Everybody good at messing up, but ain't nobody good at repenting. Hallelujah. Like David was. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He quick to get it right. And that's where we need to be, quick to get it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he knew how to come before Hallelujah, the presence of God. Hallelujah, amen. He knew how to make God work in his life. Praise God, hallelujah, through positive energy. We hear the world talk about it all the time. Positive energy, positive energy, positive energy. Praise God, hallelujah. But it's been in the word the whole time. We just haven't been paying attention. Hallelujah. David said, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Not a depressing noise. Not a sad noise. Hallelujah. Not a murmuring noise. Praise God. Not a noise of lamentation. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. He didn't single out nobody. Praise God. You know, we like to single out people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God, David didn't single out nobody. David said, all ye lands. He said, I don't care what land you come from, what side of the track, no matter what color. Hallelujah. If you're Caucasian, African, praise God. Hallelujah. Asian, Indian, hallelujah. Pakistani, Native American. It don't matter to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All ye lands, wherever you from, wherever you at, if you want to see how to start God working in your life, you got to work it through the power of positive energy. And by do positive energy, you got to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You got to show the Lord he's appreciated. Glory to God. If you want positive things to flow in your life, glory to God, hallelujah, you got to speak positive things. Glory to God. Quit going to God, hallelujah, with depressing noise, sad noise, sorrowful noise. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Lord, I don't know. Lord, I can't make it no more. Lord, I don't know what to do. Lord, I know you got a plan. Lord, I know that all things are working out for my good because I love you. Lord, I know that all eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Lord, I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Lord, I know that you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. See, we got to quote the word. Hallelujah. That's why he said if you meditate on it day and night, you will be blessed. Hallelujah. If you meditate on it day and night, you will have good success. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you meditated on the day and night, hallelujah, quit looking at what's going on around you. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you this example, then we're going to move on. Remember when Peter stepped off the boat onto the water? Everything was good as long as he kept his eyes on the prize. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, everything was gravy. Hallelujah. He was walking on the water. Hallelujah. In the midst of a storm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the water, hallelujah, represents whatever's going on in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The storm represents the turbulence, amen, that goes on behind what's going on in your life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Your life is like rocky waters. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, you can walk on the water, hallelujah, in the storm. But as soon as you let the storm catch your eye, hallelujah, as soon as you take your attention off of Jesus and put your attention on the storm, that's when you will begin to sink into your situation. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. We got to keep our eyes on the positive. Glory to God, hallelujah. We need to quit focusing on the negative. Glory to God, and start focusing on the positive. And Jesus is the positive thing in your life. And if you know Jesus is in your life, you should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're from. It's all about, hallelujah, where you at in your heart. Where you at in your mind? Where you at with Jesus? Glory to God. Do you not know, hallelujah, you are a child of the Most High God? Paul said it like this, whether you're Greek or Hebrew, female or male, slave or enslaved, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. You need to give God the glory. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. And when you activate that positive energy in your life, watch, amen, positive things begin to happen. But it starts with God. Glory to God on today. We thank God on today that we came here today to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. We thank God that we came here today to lift him up. Hallelujah. We thank him, hallelujah, that we came here to praise him. We thanking him for bringing us here just to praise him. Glory to God, hallelujah, because he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Praise God on this morning. Glory to God. If you're just joining us, yes, amen, this is God in the mouth of God. Ministers, praise God, hallelujah. The anointed truth of Christ, hallelujah, and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, we departed up to bring you out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, ministers, praise God. So I hope you're ready, hallelujah, to hear what God has to say on today. I hope you're ready to receive the revelation of God. Hallelujah, praise God. And bringing that revelation on today is the pastor, the leader, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. He's my friend. He's my brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Representing Los Angeles, California. Over there on the West Coast, I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than the leader, the pastor, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and give God a praise on this Sabbath day. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and give God the glory. Amen. Wherever you are, come on and put those hands, amen, and give him the food of your lips and tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. Amen. He inhabits our praises. He is looking forward to our praises. Come on and give God your best praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy of our praise. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, he is worthy of my praise this morning. Hallelujah. He has earned my praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Hallelujah, God. We bless your name on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of you are happy about the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen this morning. Glory to God. He is worthy of our praise. Giving honor to my dear, dear brother. Amen. Glory to God. Blessings unto you, man of God. Amen. To the Prince of Preachers. Amen. My brother in the Lord, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Love you, my brother.
Love you too,
man.
Too.
God is good. God is good. Amen. I'm shouting out everybody online this morning. Amen. Amen. God is an awesome God. And truly there is a word from the Lord this morning. I want to look at a couple of scriptures right quickly. I want you to get in your spirit this morning that God is separating the clean from the unclean. He is separating the clean from the unclean. I want you to keep in mind, beloved, how that everything in the land is sick. Everything in the land is sick, that which belongs to God.
Amen.
Everything is going down but the word of God, beloved. Everything is coming down but the word of God. Everything is being built on anything other than the word is not being able to stand at this time. I wish somebody would give Daddy a praise right there. The only way, neighbor, you're going to be able to remain strong in this hour is that we got to keep ourselves clean. And the only way to keep ourselves clean is through the word. Come on here, somebody. When we keep ourselves in the word of Yahshua cleanses us from what? All unrighteousness. Then we're able to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. The problem, neighbor, that we're finding in this hour is that people don't know the difference between clean and unclean. Come on here, somebody. So they're mixing the clean and the unclean together. And that's why we run into the problem of not being able now to be healthy and sound like we need to, because we haven't separated God from the devil. Come on here, somebody. I want you to come with me to a couple of scriptures right quickly, and let's look at this thing in a little deeper depth and see what the Lord will say to us. Amen. I want you to go first to Ezekiel chapter 44.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Give you praise. Ezekiel 44.
Before we go into the word of God to indulge ourselves to see what the Lord is going to bless us with this morning, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for teaching us the difference between clean and unclean.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Lord, that we know how to walk in your word, how to walk in your ordinance, how to obey you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your obedience, O God. And for those that don't know the difference, Lord, help us out this morning, Lord, so that we may know with clarity, so that we can serve you and worship you in spirit and in truth. We bless your holy name this morning, God. And we give you the praise and the glory. We bind up the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. Satan, we serve notice on you this morning that you're going to loose the people of God and free them right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We decree and declare to you today that we are giving you your eviction papers out of people's lives. Hallelujah. That you're going to have to find a new house. And there will be no new house, because we are praying the anointing of salvation will follow every ear this morning. They will hear, hallelujah, and return from their wicked ways and say, Lord, I want you, Rabasa, Tarabasando. And those of us, oh God, who are already, amen, in the household of faith, Lord, let us clean our walk up even the more, God, that we may be able to serve you even better, God. We thank you right now, and we give your name the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, and we magnify you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father, we glorify you, Lord. We put our heads together, Lord God, and give you the praise and the glory. Somebody thank him right now. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise right now.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we're in Ezekiel chapter 44. Glory to God. It's so much here. But I want to start with verse 21. Is everybody there? Ezekiel, he was a strange prophet. He was a unique prophet. God used him in ways he didn't use the other prophets. Ezekiel's name means whom God strengthened. It actually means the strength of God. Whom God strengthened. How many of you need strength this morning? If you need strength this morning, say, Lord, thank you for the strength.
Thank you for the strength, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel verse 21, chapter 44, verse 21. And what did the Lord say? He says, neither shall any priest drink wine when they enter into the inner court. How many know that the Ark of the Covenant had three chambers? He had the outer court, which was where anybody could enter, the outer court. But then the outer court was also holy because then you had to cleanse yourself outwardly to enter the outer court. You just can't come in anyway in the outer court. You had to make sure that your flesh was in a place to come into the outer court. And then you had the inner court where the priest entered in. See, the inner court means that your heart got to be right. Speak, God, speak. See, the inner court means that your heart has to be right.
Lord.
Amen. You just can come in the inner court. Only the priests were allowed in the inner court. But he said in verse 22, neither shall they take for their wives a widow, nor her that is put away. But they shall take maidens of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow that has a priest before. So God now is dealing with the priest. And his ministers, come on here, somebody. Please stay with me this morning because we're going somewhere in God this morning, as always. Listen. God is saying to me this morning, he said the reason why the people ain't living holy is because my priests and my ministers ain't living holy and they not teaching them the difference between the two.
Come on now.
He said the reason why my people can't get it right is because my priests and my pastors and my prophets won't get it right. Come on here, somebody. We trying to say, well, the Lord will forgive us, and this is true, and by all means, yes, He will forgive us, but how long are we going to be content with falling and not trying to stand up and walk?
Come on now.
God is saying, yes, I'm a forgiving God, but how many times are you going to allow me to hold your hand before you decide to walk on your own? Come on here, somebody. So God here in Ezekiel begins to deal with the priest. He said the priest is not being holy. They are not living a clean life.
Come on.
Woo! Stay with me, child of God. And then God is saying that if you are in a place where they are not teaching you the difference between clean and unclean, you need to get out of that place. If you're in a place where they not teaching you the difference between holy and unholy, you need to do a Joseph and flee from that place. Why? Because the wrath of God is at that place. Because God has said, I'm tired of my priests and my ministers not teaching my people the difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean. Why are you thinking the word of God when it says that when a spirit has left a body, when a demon or an unclean spirit has left a body, they search and try to find another body or another house. But if they can't find another house, and if that house has not been Holy Ghost proof and have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that unclean spirit go right back into the house where it was ejected from. But not only do it go back by itself, it come back with seven other spirits more stronger than itself. Come on here, somebody.
So do. Worse than the ones before.
How many know that clean without God don't count? Come on here, somebody. You can be clean, but if you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, in your house, amen, to protect your house, the same devil that was put out of your house, if he can't find another house, he coming back. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he is.
That's why we need the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Come on, we clean, but clean without God don't count because we don't have a strong man in the house. Come on here, somebody. So when the devil try to come back, we don't have to answer the door. Amen. The Holy Ghost answered the door and said, no, no. You can't come back here because they have now given their full heart to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Ain't you glad that God gave us the Holy Ghost so the devil can't come back? Come on here, somebody. That demon can't come back because we have the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. And so God is saying we got to keep ourselves clean through the word. Come on here, somebody. It's the word that cleans us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Bible says, but through the washing of the word, hallelujah, he has cleansed us through the washing of the word. So every time you hear the word will wash you and make you clean and make you whole. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory right now. And so the people in Ezekiel, they were watching the priests and the ministers, and they were looking at them, and they were teaching one thing, but they was living another. Come on here, somebody. I might not have no friends after this one. Hallelujah. We got to line up. We got to walk worthy, y'all, of the vocation wherein we have been called to.
We can't preach one thing and then do another thing. Hallelujah. The people are watching us.
Yes, Lord. How do I get it?
Speak. And God is saying the only way they go see clean and recognize the clean from the unclean is that they got to see us living a clean life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I can't get on here and tell you not to get high, and I got a joint on the side. Come on here, somebody. I can't tell you not to drink, and I got a cold one in the refrigerator. Come on here, somebody. I can't tell you not to turn a trick, but I got an extra phone call over here. Hallelujah. Oh, we got to live this thing out. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
How many know God right now is allowing these things to happen because he's saying, I want the people to see the clean from the unclean. Come on here, somebody. We just a step away from the return of leprosy. Anybody remember leprosy? Amen. When somebody had leprosy, they had a pulse. They had got inside their skin that had turned into balls, hallelujah. And rashes, glory to God, hallelujah. They had bust out of their skin. Come on here, somebody. And when they called leprosy, they had to have a sign and they had to cry out unclean because you could catch it just from touching them. Come on here, somebody. And what's not being pointed out, and it's not being taught by a lot of preachers, is that leprosy is when the skin turn white. Come on, yayarobokondarabasando. But God said he is making a difference between the clean and the unclean. Somebody give God a praise. And notice he said in verse 23, he says, and they shall teach my people the difference. And they shall teach my difference. Whew. Circle my people and the difference. Because mine is italicized. When something is italicized, that means it's something that they really want to draw to your attention. Speak, Holy Ghost, this morning. Speak, Lord, and your people will hear and obey. God is saying he's upset because we as ministers and preachers are not telling people that they can't come any kind of way before the Lord. Come on here, somebody. See, God is upset because God is saying that my people aren't being taught that you just can't come any kind of way in my presence. Come on here, somebody. Why do you think when Moses went up to the mount that the Lord said, don't bring these people up here? Oh, y'all ain't hearing me this morning, but hear me. Amen. Let the Lord give you a circumcised ear this morning to hear what he is saying. He said, no more will I allow people to disrespect the holiness that come with my name. Amen. We got to be taught we can't come any kind of way in God's presence. Amen. We just want to, I'm going to come in here, you know, just be glad I'm coming, Lord. No! We got to clean ourselves up. We got to come right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The reason why the Lord told Moses not to let the people come, he said, because they are unclean. Amen. Amen. And they are not sanctified themselves. Amen. And God said, I would destroy them if you allowed them to come up in my presence any kind of way. Child of God, tell me, When did we think it was okay to come into the presence of the Lord any kind of way? Amen. When did we start thinking that we got to come into the presence of the Lord in a holy way? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then we had the nerve to bring the world in the presence of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. And thought that the Lord needed the worldly help of praise to worship him. I mean, oh, God got his own praise. God got his own worship. He don't need worldly worship. He don't need the world to help him out. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to get back to holiness. We got to get back to separating ourselves. We want God to separate us, but God has said, no, separate yourself. Let me share something with you concerning clean. When we are clean and the Lord has cleansed us through obedience and through the word, you ain't got to tell nobody you clean. Your cleanliness will show. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We can't say we clean looking like the world and smelling like the world. Come on here, somebody. There has to be a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, you can't mix the two. Come on here, somebody. Oh, it done got quiet on the line this morning. But, amen, I brought my own praise this morning. But those of us who really know that the Lord is telling the truth this morning, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. God says, I want to use you in the most awesome, tremendous way for my glory. But God says, I'm causing you to stand out. See, that's why God is getting rid of, amen, people and things that are unclean in our lives right now. Come on here, somebody. We don't understand it, but God understands it. Because God has said, I don't want nothing interfering with what I'm doing in your life. How many of you know that God is working a work in your life? And God is not going to allow the unclean and the unholy things to mess up the process. Come on, God, help me, Holy Ghost, today. It may have God on the outside, but it may have the devil on the inside. Can somebody say, don't be tricked?
Don't be tricked.
Tell your neighbor, say, this ain't Halloween. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I ain't being tricked by no demon. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God has already positioned you. All we got to do is continue to walk in what God wants us to walk in. Why do you think Abraham and Lot couldn't get along? Because Lot wasn't ready to convert over into holiness. And Abraham wanted all of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know when you want all of God? Then it'll separate you from folk. It'll separate you from things. When all of God will cause you to come into a place where you say, Lord, if it ain't you, I don't want it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And they shall teach my people. And see, these are the priests that God is getting ready to raise up in this hour. They're going to teach my people the difference between holy and profane. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Cause them to discern. So for that word discern, the word discern means to know the difference. See, your discernment level is your ability to be able to know what is good and evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Between the unclean and the clean. So what are you saying, Apostle? What is the Lord saying to us in this hour? He's saying, I'm about to separate. Hear me. Write this down. Amen. Write this down because you're going to need it to go back to it. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, this is the hour of where he is separating the clean from the unclean. And he's going to put you in a place to where anything that is not clean is not going to be able to come around you. Oh, I know this ain't no shouting message, but we don't need to be shouting right now. We need to be hearing the voice of God. We need to be hearing the voice of the Holy Ghost. And God is saying he going to deal with us on a higher level of purification. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Come on here, somebody. Oh, you know, it's just a little thing. God ain't going to say nothing. Yes, he is. How many know all it takes is for the devil to get a foothold in to the door? Once he get a foothold in, he going to try to break the door down. Amen. God is saying, don't give no place to the devil. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Give no place to the devil. Come on here, somebody. God didn't bring us out of the world to leave a little world in this endless. He brought us out of the world to bring him into the fullness of himself. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Well, you think God said no man could serve two? Because in this hour, God is saying, you got to make a decision all the way. Then you said to the Lord to see how much you really do love me. Because when you love me, then you will forsake all that come after me.
Ooh, Lord.
What did the Lord tell Peter? He said, are you going to leave me too? Because how many know that when we can't get our way, we start walking away from God? Oh, God, speak, Holy Ghost. I ain't going to have no friends after this one. But I thank God I got a friend in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his great name. How many know that when we can't have our way with the Lord and when we don't want to comply with what the Lord wants us to do, we start saying, okay, Lord, amen. You know, this is too much. Amen, I can't do this, I can't do that. Amen, what can I do? He said, you can praise me, you can worship me. Amen, you can glorify my name. You can get in my word, glory to God, and let my word take you to another level. Come on here, somebody. He told Peter and the other disciples, he said, are you going to leave me too? Because the 70 left him, because he said, unless you eat him, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you can't have no part with me. Then they start leaving. I mean, you know, yeah, that as long as they were getting fed, amen, they was all right. Amen. As long as the Lord was feeding them, they was all right. Glory to God. He had fed them and got their belly full, but when he said, if you want to follow me, you got to eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, they start saying, no, that's too much. I ain't trying to do all that, Lord. I just want you to feed me and bless me.
That's right.
And then they start walking away. And then he turned to the 12 and said, you going to leave me too? He said, everybody else done left me. Come on here, somebody. Look at how many people that left the Lord because they don't want to really give their heart, mind, body, and soul to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. All we want is a sugar daddy, God. Lord, bless me. Amen. Lord, I need this here. Lord, my bills are due. Amen. Light bill, too. Amen. I need you to bless me with a new car, Lord. I need a new house, Lord. Amen. These shoes I got, Lord, I need some more of them good expensive shoes, Lord. Come on here, somebody. And then I need you to take me shopping, Lord.
You know, I didn't ask in your name. You said whatever I give you, whatever I ask your name, you'll do it for me. And I asked you in your name to do it. So you got to do it. So God bless us with some things. And then as soon as our need get met, we leave. And then we don't talk to God no more until we need him to bless us again. Come on here, somebody. Sugar daddy God, I just want the things. I don't want you. I just want the things to come with you. I'm not trying to serve you like that. I just heard you got it going on like that. God is saying, yeah, but there's much more to me than just the things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How many know that God looking for a full-time lover? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Back to what he asked Peter. He said, Peter, you going to leave me too? Peter looked at the Lord and told him this. I just hope y'all can hear me this morning. This is what Peter told the Lord. He said, Lord, where we going to go? We ain't got nowhere to go. We done left houses, we done left land to follow you. Lord, we ain't got nowhere to go. How many of you can say that you done let everything go for the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because see, some of us, and then we serving God, but we serving God in a comfort zone. We serving God, but we got this here just in case things get uncomfortable. I'm going back over here just in case the Lord do something and he upset me. I'm going to leave and go back over here. Come on here, somebody. But God is saying, I'm going to bless you because you've forsaken everything. If you have forsaken everything for God, you need to be giving God a shout, Abba Sando.
Hallelujah.
Lord, they ain't got nothing to go back to. They ain't got no comfort zone. I'm out here on the water, Lord. I'm walking with you, Lord. You said if it be you, bid me to come, and I'm walking on the water with the Lord. How many of you are walking on the water? Come on and give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
How many know that you have a teacher to teach you the difference between holy and unholy? How many of you know that you won't be able to discern what's clean and unclean? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Peace this morning, Holy Ghost. God is saying that the devil going to trick a lot of folk because he going to come looking clean, but he going to be unclean on the inside. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. Hallelujah. It's going to look clean on the outside, but it's going to be dirty as hell on the inside. Oh, and if you can't discern the difference, you're going to be another trick. Hallelujah. And you're going to think it's Halloween. Come on here, somebody. You better give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord. Why you think the devil mad at you, beloved? Oh, I'm on one this morning. Why you think the devil mad as hell at you right now? He mad because he couldn't trick you. Come on here, somebody. And he couldn't trick you because of the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. And the reason why God says, I chose you. I chose you. You wonder why. Amen. You keep getting rejected. God says, I chose you.
Lord.
They're not supposed to like you. They're not supposed to take to you. God is saying, if they don't like you, it's because I made them not like you.
Lord.
And you constantly trying to get in the presence of God, talking about, Lord, why they won't accept me? God said, you ain't figured it out yet. I made them reject you because they not living a holy lifestyle. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You crying over something. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody need to grasp this in your spirit.
I don't know who the Lord is talking to this morning, but the Lord is saying, let Saul go. Let Saul go. I have ejected Saul. God says, why are you crying over something I rejected from your life? We not going to get the real thing until we recognize that the fake thing was a Saul. Come on here, somebody. It looked good on the outside, but it was rotten on the inside. Saul looked good. He was handsome. He was tall, but he wasn't God. Come on here, somebody. And God says, stop crying over things that I have rejected out of your life. Because I hear the Lord say, they are not coming back. Come on here, somebody. Stop crying over it because it's not coming back. You need to do a wave at it. You need to do a wave off it. Say, bye-bye. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Not mine. Thank you, Lord.
Because it wasn't yours. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. You cried over something that wasn't yours. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Samuel was crying to God, and God told Samuel, he said, why are you crying over Saul? Get up from there, Samuel. Saul was not the one. And the sooner you realize that God has separated you from the people that had a Saul spirit, you're going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You wonder why they can't serve God, why they can't hear God. God said, because that's the spirit of Saul. Come on here, somebody. The spirit was unclean. Come on here, somebody. And God said, now it's time for you to understand that I'm about to reward you for allowing me to put you in a place of holiness. Somebody say holiness.
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 Let me share something with you about holiness and holy. I know that we know holy means to separate ourselves to a certain thing. See, when you separate yourself to a certain thing, then that puts you in a place of being holy. Holy means you're only separated to that one thing. That you are set apart. You can't be just used for anything. You're only used for what you are set apart for. Oof. Teach this morning, God. Holiness means you are set apart for a particular work. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us are calling ourselves holy, but we're not set apart for the work. Come on here, somebody. We're not set apart for that particular work. We set apart for this work, that work, and the work over there. And then we want to come back and do the Lord's work. But the Lord said, no. You got to separate yourself from my work alone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And a lot of us have been separated from something, but we haven't been separated to something. I don't know if y'all understanding me this morning in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Lord delivered us from something, but what are we set apart to? Come on here, somebody. Because the Lord didn't deliver us just to be set apart from. So if he has set me up, if he has set me apart from something, that means he wants me to be set apart to something. Or else I'm just a vessel that is on standby, that's stagnated, not doing nothing. God is saying in this hour, I didn't separate you from something just for you to be separated from something. I separated you from something so I could separate you to myself. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
He separated us from the world, but what are we doing that now we've been separated from the world? What are we separated to? Are we separated to prayer? Are we separated to worship? Are we separated to something? Are we set apart to something? God is saying, what are we set apart to? You are set apart to the calling that God has placed on your life. That's what you set apart to.
Uh-huh.
So God is saying the calling I've placed on your life has put you in a place to where now you can do what I've completely called you to do. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I want to go to this particular scripture, then we're going to wrap it up. 2 Corinthians, the 6th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to start at verse 14. We're going to read down to verse 18. Thank you, Lord. Everybody there?
Amen.
Look at what the word of the Lord says, y'all. Be ye not unequally yoked. That unequally yoked means unbalanced. It means that don't be with somebody that's not on your same level. Tell somebody to say, neighbor, it's time to level up. It's time to level up, neighbor. Don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. It is time to level up. Be ye not unequally yoked. Circle it unequally yoked. Come on here, somebody. That's another reason why God is separating. He said, because I don't want you to be unequally yoked with somebody that's not where you at in me. Come on here, somebody. We look at him on the outside, but God has said, what about the inside? Come on here, somebody. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Come on here, somebody. How you going to fellowship with somebody that's not even on the same level in God as you? Oh, I'm just going over there to get them right. Yeah, but if you're doing what they doing, that means they done pulled you from your place in God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen, Bishop.
We got to make sure we on the same playing field. Come on here, somebody. You want to come fellowship with me, talk to God, talk about God with me? But if we ain't eye to eye on the word, we might not be able to do that. If we don't have the same spirit, we're not going to be able to do that. Why? Because the Bible says for us to be not unequally yoked. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Now, this is God asking questions to us that we need to ask to ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is saying, you recognize. Why, you know, and some of you think you're Holy Ghost, you wonder why you feel a certain kind of spirit when a person come around. And God is saying, the reason why, because they're not on your level. Oh, I ain't going to get, oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Vince, go help somebody this morning. What communion has light and darkness? Come on here, somebody. How many of you know if you got one that got light and the other one got darkness, it's going to be controversy? But when you got two people that's full of the light of God, you got a heavenly fellowship of God, because the light of God does what? It gets bigger and it gets brighter. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you ain't got to worry about the devil coming in, because he's not going to be able to come in where there's light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Verse 15, and what concord? And what concord hath Christ with Beelah? Beelah has to do with idolatry. Some of us is trying to get along in fellowship, and they completely in idolatry, and you wonder why y'all can't get along. Don't you know the anointing and idols don't mix? Woo! Speak, God. Speak, God. How many of you know that you can't put a living God with a dead God? Hallelujah. You got the living God in you, and you're trying to talk to a person that got the dead God in them. Come on here, somebody. What part has he that believeth with an infidel? An infidel is somebody that don't even know God. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to watch our relationships. And God is saying, I did it because I was protecting you from the enemy. While you was in my ear crying about, God, why you do this? And the Lord said, ain't I the Lord of your life? Then you say, whatever I want to do, I could do it. God is saying, if I'm the Lord of your life, then allow me to be the Lord in your life. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Yes, Lord.
It says, in what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You trying to come into agreement with people who worship and serve idols. God is saying, no, no. You ain't got no agreement. For ye are the temple of the living God. Somebody said the living God.
The living God.
We are the temple of the living God, beloved. The God of heaven is living inside of you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Why would you want anything that is not of him to try to come inside and violate where he lives? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you got the living God inside of you, come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Turns about and say, neighbor, I'm God's property. Hallelujah.
Neighbors, I'm God's property.
And when it's God's property, how many know you can't mess with God's property? You can get in trouble for messing with God's property.
Lord.
Come on and give God a shout.
Thank you, Lord.
And God has said, I would dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Come on here, somebody. Verse 17, wherefore come out from among them. Wherefore come out from among them. Wherefore come out from among them. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate. And be ye separate. The Lord is still talking. He said, come out from among them. They're going to make fun of me. Come out from among them. They're going to call me names. Come out from among them.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about none of that. But I guarantee you, the same ones that is making fun of you, the same one that's calling you names, is going to be the one that don't need you. Glory to God. You ain't going to need them. They going to need you. Glory to God. Saith the Lord. Saith the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. The Lord said, don't touch it. Before the Lord said, don't be tricked by the form. Don't be tricked by how it may appear. How many know that a rose by any other name is still a rose? Come on here, somebody. You could change the name of it, but it's still a rose, and it's still got thorns, and it'll still stick you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It touched not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to close it with this right here. This is what's in my spirit to give y'all. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, neighbor. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't be fooled by the touch.
Don't be fooled by the touch.
Because it's still unclean.
Because it's still unclean.
Somebody give God a shout.
Lord, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
It may look fine as wine, but God said, don't be fooled by the look. Come on here, somebody. God said, the thing right now is going to be, it's going to have the look, but it's going to be deadly as sin. Come on here, somebody. It's going to have the look, but it's going to be all of the devil. Why? Because the enemy know that we like things that look good.
Yeah.
Oh, it look good. It must be good. No. Don't run at it. Pray about it and wait and see what's on the inside of that thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I just hear the Lord said also, it can look good to you, but be bad for you. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what the Lord is saying. He said it can look good to you, but be bad for you. Somebody give him another shout of our brother.
My God.
While I feel the anointing of God shifted, while I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost, come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be set and apart, glory. You can't leave.
Hey!
You're hanging out with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't lead people. Hallelujah. That you hanging out with.
Hey! Come on.
The leaders at the party. Praise God. Hallelujah. They got that. They got separate. They separate. They got separate parties for the leaders.
Yes. Yes.
You don't see the leaders partying, praise God, with the citizens. Glory to God. They go out, they shake hands, and they leave. They tell them what's going to be done. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the same in the spirit. It's the same in the church. We can't leave people. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to be too busy, you know, hanging out with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of people heard what the man of God said and thinking, you know, they thinking about the world. Hallelujah. But you need to think about the church.
Hey,
Hallelujah. It's a lot of wickedness in the church that we are not separating ourselves from. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, my brother. Hallelujah.
I shouldn't be able to go to the club on Saturday night and wear the same thing to church Sunday morning.
Come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a man. Maybe that didn't make sense. I shouldn't be a woman going to the club Saturday night. You know how you dressed when you went to the club on Saturday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We changed clothes before we went to church Sunday morning. Now you ain't got to change. Hallelujah.
Wow.
You can wear the same thing that you wore last night. Hallelujah, the church on Sunday morning, glory to God, hallelujah. Because it's not separated. The church ain't separated from the world. Hallelujah.
Hey!
But it's not, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not, glory
Thank
to God.
You.
They're giving out the vaccine. Hallelujah, praise God. A recall vaccine, praise God, hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. They side with whatever political thing that's going on, where's the separation? Glory to God.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to understand, amen, we are supposed to be leading the world. We need to understand this as children.
Come on, elder.
We are the head of them.
Yes, Lord.
They running something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we talk to the supreme God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We got a relationship
with the supreme God. Hallelujah. Amen. They think they're making decisions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus looked Pilate in his face and said, amen, the only power you got is the power my Father gave you. Glory
Come
to
on,
God.
Elder.
Hallelujah. Mm. And if we are his children, glory to God. Hallelujah. By law. Hallelujah, that power is passed down. Glory to God. That authority is passed down. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't be, amen, the president's kid hanging out, hallelujah, with the hoodlums. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
We're supposed to be separated, glory to God, on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to take that to the
yes,
church.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. God. I don't know what y'all got going on up in here. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Praise God. But it need to be some repentance going on up in here. Some change need to be going
hey!
On up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's been bled over. We got Christmas trees in the church. Hallelujah. We celebrating Halloween in the church. We bringing all these demonic spirits. Glory to God.
Hey!
These are demonic spirits. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are welcoming them in. They ain't got to try. They ain't got to budge. Hallelujah. They ain't got to kick in the door. No, the door wide open with the welcome mat. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we need to separate ourselves. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that word. Be ye separate.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Praise God.
Amen. People should know something different about you. Hallelujah. You have been hanging out with people, they'd be like, what? Something different about you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Hallelujah.
About you. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care if y'all all dress the same. Glory to God. Got the same haircut. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
People looking at you like, what something is different. Hallelujah. You're not acting like everybody else here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
God. Amen. I remember I was at work one time. Hallelujah. Amen. About 20 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was working with a bunch of homemongers, a bunch of drug addicts, a bunch of fornicators, glory to God, and they was proud of it. Hallelujah. But this lady was standing at the counter. I gave her her food, and she said, the Lord say, you need to go to church. I looked around.
Woo!
I looked around like, I need to go to church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You must don't know. These people in here are heathens. They need, hallelujah, to go to church. Glory to God. But see, what I didn't understand is I was the one needed to go, hallelujah, so I could bring the word back to them. Oh,
hey!
Hallelujah. See, you need to go to bring the, don't be looking around saying, but what about him? Glory to God. Look what he's doing. What about her? She cheating on her husband. What about him? He cheating on his wife. What about them? They cheat on their taxes. Glory to God. What about them? What about them? What about you? Hallelujah. Praise God. You condoning it and ain't doing nothing about it. Hallelujah. You ain't told them it was wrong. You ain't gave them the word. Hallelujah. You ain't brought them the word of repentance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you were meant to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you for Apostle Elgin on today. Lord, we want you to strengthen him, Lord. From the crown of his head,
Lord.
Hallelujah, to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue
thank
to repent the mercy that he pours out unto your people each and every day, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Strengthen him, his family,
Lord.
His wife. Hallelujah, Lord. As they raise their family, Lord, this next generation, Lord. Curses, hallelujah, that have been handed down from generation to generation. They stop right now. Now the blessing will fall from him to his seed, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. We thank you for spiritual growth. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord, on today. Hallelujah, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You brought your word to separation. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hey, God.
Praise God on today. And we will walk in it. We will talk in it. Hallelujah. And we love you,
Lord,
on today.
Yes,
we praise you for it on today. We're not going to cry over spilled milk. We just going to
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. We praise you. And we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless the name
you,
of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Amen. Be ye separated. Hallelujah. Set yourself apart. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to be different. Hallelujah. You got to be that different person on your job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They got to know it's something. I knew it was something. Praise God. I always did that. I knew it was something. You're a preacher.
Yes,
yeah, I got a prayer line. I knew it was something. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes,
they always know it's something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you got to accept it. You got to learn to love to be different. Hallelujah. You have got to learn to love to be different. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus used a term in the Bible one time. He said, even the people of the world know this. Praise God. But when you see rich, famous people, hallelujah, are they dressed like everybody else? Or do they look different? Are they standing out in the crowd? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, God say they not ashamed to be different. They making themselves different. Hallelujah. But he says, I made you different. And you need to walk in it like they walk in it. See, they trying to be different. Oh, y'all ain't. They trying to be different.
but you already, I've made you if you just accept it and quit trying to blend.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Because when you, what happens when you put something in the blender? It all turns the same color. You can't tell what's what. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So walk in the difference that I made you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be ye separated. Pull yourself away. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God for the separation. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Didn't you know when he said on harvest time, he said, I'm going to pull up the wheat and the tares.
Come on, Elder.
Separate them. Glory.
Hey!
Hallelujah. He going to separate them. Glory to God. You can't cry over them tares. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to let them go.
Yes,
we thank God for the word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we will open up the line real quick. If there's anybody on the line today, maybe you have a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, maybe a comment on today, praise God. The line is open. Amen. Will there be one at this time? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, amen, for everybody that called in today, everybody that tuned in on today. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind you, you can tune in with us. Amen. Amen. From the second day of the week to the sixth day of the week. Hallelujah. Amen. At 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, p.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. For more than an hour of power, the nightly prayer line is back, and it is open. Praise God. And we invite you to call in with your prayers, testimonies, and prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. And hear a word from the Lord every night. Hallelujah. Don't forget about Morning Glory, hosted by the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship every hallelujah morning. Praise God.
Yes.
6 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Midwest, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Wake up. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Amen. With Apostle Curry and the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide.
Yes.
We will be back next week right here for our Sabbath day ceremony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of God ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everything God is doing. Hallelujah. If you got a seed, hallelujah, that you want to plant, hallelujah, this is some good ground to plant it in. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.
Thank
this is
you,
some
Lord.
Good hallelujah, to plant it in. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to make a donation, amen, or you just want to get in contact with the ministry, amen, that information is available for you in the information boxes on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And once again, we just thank God for each and every one of you. We hope the message, hallelujah, today has touched and helped somebody. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for each and every one of you on today. I'm going to go ahead and pass it back over to the hands of the man of God, hallelujah, and allow him to go ahead and pray us out and give his final, hallelujah, announcements. It's back in your hands, Apostle.
Amen. Praise you, man of God. Bless you, man of God. Amen. Thank you so much, my dear brother. Amen. We have heard the announcements of the man of God. Amen. Let us conduct ourselves accordingly. Amen. And for those that want to plant a seed, amen, we would tell you this is good, rich, holy ground to plant seed on. And you're going to see a harvest very quickly. And God do move for us quickly over here. Let me say that again. God do move for us quickly over here. One more thing I want to read to you. The Lord just want me to read it to you. And I was just looking at it, and the Lord said, read it to the people. 2 Corinthians 7:1. And the word of the Lord says, having therefore these promises,
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh, perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness, which means that the more we walk in it, the more we will be perfected. Come on here, somebody. It will become like breathing. Come on here, somebody. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. See, that's the key. People have lost their fear of God.
Mm.
They've lost their reverence, their honor of God. What happened to the fear? Where did the fear go? When the fear left, then all hell broke loose because there was no obedience to fill the gap. And see, where there's no fear, there's no wisdom. And where there's no wisdom, then that stupid spirit comes. And that stupid spirit is setting on a lot of people right now. But the stupid spirit only comes when there's no fear of God. But the Lord said, because we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves. Lord, deliver me. He said, cleanse yourself. You know what to do. Be obedient to my word. And then I'll do what you can't do. But you first got to do what you can, and then I'll do what you can't. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
I don't know.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
But God says, I need to at least see you making the effort. See, we got to put one foot in front of the other. God said, you ain't putting no foot in front of nothing. You ain't making the effort. And God said, you make the effort, and I'll do the rest. Hallelujah. But we give God praise on today, and we bless God and thank God. Amen. Amen. For being clean and living holy.
Yes, Lord.
And it don't happen overnight. It's a process. You know, none of us got here overnight. But we kept doing it until we perfected holiness. Come on here, somebody. The more we cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. So you got the flesh and spirit that we got to cleanse ourselves of. Come on here, somebody. Unclean spirits. Don't you know that everywhere you turn is an unclean spirit? That's why we got to continue to plead the blood, because we have so many unclean spirits around us. But the more we do it, God said, then you perfect holiness. Then you become good at this thing. Come on here, somebody. But it first starts with us cleansing ourselves so that God can see how much we love him. Amen. Amen to God today. Amen. Somebody give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's no other questions, amen, or comments, I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear, dear brother. Amen. Me and my first lady, we love you. We love you to life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Continue to walk with God. Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear, dear brother. Amen. Take it away, Elder. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We love you as well, Apostle. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. Just tell the people you love them to death. Praise God. It's
no, because you're killing them.
You're killing them, glory to God. You're killing them with the love. Hallelujah. Your love is supposed to be giving them life, not bringing them death. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God today for the word. We thank God for the man of God. We thank God, amen, for the first lady over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the first children. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth that dynamic word. Hallelujah. Separate yourself on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And like we said, we will see y'all next week. Same time, same channel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. And we thank you for your word on today. May your word resonate in our heart, minds, and soul. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just want you to know we love you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. And may your Holy Spirit rule and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself and on behalf of the Curry family, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed
Lord.
Y'all go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on today. Y'all have a blessed one. Go with God and we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Have a blessed day, y'all. We're going to see y'all next time.
Amen.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying out?
A man, a girl, a girl.
walking away.
Open up.
After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet is where they thought I came from. After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I hate him. I'm what happens when hip-hop bless all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say can leave him alone, unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'ma settle in. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own the label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church closed too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back, on all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, you love, call me when your name I call. See, you keep on looking out for me.
Say it again.
Every time I look back,
every time I think back,
and every time I think back,
listen,
on all the stuff I've been
Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said, he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. And the wind of the night will never end. The sun came out, now you can smile.
What's it
again.
Mean? Remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when you thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at
that.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and talk. Talking about us. Just keep on.
You keep on.
What does it do?
Looking up.
It's what I love. It's right.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, y'all. extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear. Don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it. When I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'll rather D.O.D. because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear. Don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it, when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
Don't hear. I just move with the Spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen. Yeah. Thank you.
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me.